We were talking, hearing a little earlier from Farnborough, where Thrust is, as they say, showing off its stuff, the new super speed car. One person who's been following Thrust since the very inception of the project is BBC journalist Graham Swain, and he joins us now. Graham, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
So, can you tell us what it looks like?
Well, if anybody remembers the first jet aircraft in Britain, which was the Meteor jet, it looks very similar to that with the wings taken off.
Hang on, I've got to remember which is the Meteor. The Meteor was the one with the two... Yes?
The two engine pods either side. Yep. The two jet engine pods either side.
Right, I think somewhere at home in a cardboard box I've got a dinky toy one, I expect.
Likewise.
Yeah, so it's like a Meteor without the wings.
With the pointy nose.
With the pointy nose. How, even without the wings, how do you keep it on the ground?
Well, actually, it's got a very unique system, which Ron Ayres, who's the designer, who's a very famous designer from way back when with British Aerospace, it's got a hydraulic suspension, it's got triple backup computerised systems on it, and if the front starts lifting at all, it jacks up at the rear and alters the centre of gravity of the car.
So it literally tips
it
itself, it just tips itself down?
It quite literally pushes itself down by altering the centre of gravity of the car.
While you're moving?
While you're moving.
So it's like the Citroën, the bowing, the old Citroën cars that used to go up and go down, but this one does it while travelling at the speed of sound.
Yes, so this happens in nanoseconds, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and therefore...
Well, you think you go from 0 to 190 in about 1 second.
Thank you very much. Yes, I mean, tell me about this brain transplant donor who's going to be holding onto the wheel. I mean, who is this? I know he drives aeroplanes, and I know he's used to travelling fast, but there's a heck of a difference.
And he drives them, he flies them. But yes, it's Andy Green. He's a tornado pilot. He went through a very arduous selection course with about 22 others selected from civilian aircraft to other fighter pilots, RAF, etc. And this went on over a course of 2 or 3 months, and he was the one that got selected at the end of it. He's a very single-minded person. He's got a great temperament, and he's very focused.
He'd have to be. An expensive hobby.
Just a bit, yeah.
Where's the money coming from?
Well, Sir Richard Noble starts a unique thing here. One, he's had the public on his side from the off with a Mach 1 club, as he calls it.
Yeah.
So the public had total accessibility and information what's going on from the off. Secondly, he's done something quite uniquely. He's got 204 companies on board sponsoring him. So rather than having one major sponsor and he's got to sing and dance to them, he's got lots of different sponsors supplying different products and different backup facilities to the project.
So Thrust will be not only travelling at the speed of sound, but also covered in more logos, I suspect, than almost any vehicle in history.
Well, yes, you've got to have something to hold it together, haven't you?
Now, we know that the pilot is RAF.
Yes.
We know that Noble himself has got pretty good track record, four track records. Why isn't he driving?
Well, I think quite wisely, he said he's been there, he's done it. He feels that the immensity of the project needs him to give his complete dedication to getting this project up, running and finished. And he feels that a younger man is now the order of the day.
Now, while Thrust is doing its record attempts in the States, there will be an American team sharing the track with them. Is this right?
Well, there's a unique... I did a feature for Top Gear, who I worked for way back about 6 months ago, and to Richard Noble in a moment of splendor with Craig Breedlove, who's famous for Spirit of America cars and breaking the speed record in the past, they've got a side bet on that the first one to break the sound barrier in one direction, and they're going to run head-to-head, that's the idea, out in Black Rock, Nevada, if it all comes about.
Do we know what the side bet is?
They didn't disclose that, actually.
Actually, knowing people like this, it's most likely going to be the first, you know, a Big Mac or something. It's going to be one of those silly bets, I suspect.
Well, I don't think it's quite serious. I mean, they're watching each other quite carefully, what each of them are doing.
So Spirit of America will run on what occasion?
Well, what they're doing, they're building three tracks out there. A development track, which runs up to 500 miles an hour on, for testing and running, etc. And then they've both got a track each laid out there. I think generally the idea is there's normally about a six-week window of opportunity out of Black Rock. Yeah. Roughly around about September and October, when the weather's right, the crust is right on the beds and everything else, to run. I think generally the idea is that one will run, let's say, in the morning, the other one will run in the afternoon, and vice versa.
So they're not running side by side. It's not like the world's fastest drag race. They're not putting the two up at the same time.
A little bit dicey, that, if one would have been wondering.
But
what they're going to do as well is, even if one breaks the speed record or actually lifts it up to a new speed record, they will keep going until one breaks the sound barrier.
Good grief. And we're looking forward to that in the next couple of months.
Well, first of all, they're going to Jordan.
Yeah.
Thrust SSC are due to go to Jordan on the 26th of October. They fly up to Al Jafra Desert, where they've been granted a 10-mile desert strip, where they're allowed to run up to 650 miles an hour. The car speed record is less than that, and what they're attempting to do is break the world speed record there.
But the sound barrier is the real target. Graham Swain, we will keep in touch, and we will keep our eye on the Thrust. Thank you very much for joining us.